California's San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians, and the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin are behind the new Marriott Residence Inn Hotel opening near Sacramento's Capitol Building. Bobby Webster, spokeswoman for the Oneida Nation, says a similar partnership led to a Marriott hotel opening in Washington, D.C. 2 years ago. She says today's tribal business leaders are looking beyond the blackjack table for building up their profits.
It's the goal of the tribe to diversify, to create a sustainable economy on the reservation that goes beyond gaming. You know, hopefully the gaming is just a little gravy on the top after several years, but our goal is to really create more business and a stronger economy that isn't quite so reliant on the gaming dollars.
The Oneidas already run a Radisson Hotel, as well as a chain of convenience stores, an industrial park, and a printing business. Webster says many other tribes have contacted her, asking how they can also form business partnerships and branch out. Dan Alish, Professor Emeritus with UW-Green Bay, has researched the economics of Indian casinos. He says tribes are wise to diversify their economic ventures.
They're certainly a lot better off than they were 20 years ago because they're more educated, and literally they have more business degrees among them. And they've been through the business, so they understand it, and they're getting savvy.
Alish says whether it's hotels, restaurants, resorts, or convenience stores, such ventures eventually hold more opportunity and longevity than casinos. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.